In that case, let's play 36 today.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
What makes a Pella window a Pella window? Testing designs in wind-driven rain while offering distinctive looks. Testing beyond standards with style beyond the ordinary. Pella windows and doors. Perfectly beautiful.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Ow! My heart just stopped! Ah, there it goes.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
I think we should start off today by talking about the occupation of being a meteorologist. This morning, I watched the weather. Dry, no rain. This is exactly what they said. No rain in sight for 3 or 4 days. Just nice and sunny. Dry. It's raining.
Who said that this morning?
I saw it this morning on one of the TV stations.
Because I had heard last night they said that there is a chance for some rain.
You know, on and here's off what they said. The Tuesday, Wednesday, very, very slight chance in just a few scattered areas. Nothing to really be concerned about. And I mean, like, already it's raining. This is the job to have.
And I have tickets for the Muni tonight. We're going to the Muni.
Well, I think it's going to pour.
Taking some friends from Arkansas for the first time to the Muni to see Little Mermaid.
And they're from Arkansas.
Yes, and my daughter's going, and...
Well, you know, I'm from the South, so are they hillbillies? Or are they you know, city people?
No, they're city people from Little Rock.
Sometimes Southern people can embarrass you, because I was one.
No.
Welcome.
No, I embarrass them.
Oh, you stepped on me. I was going to welcome people. You stepped on me. Edit that out. Just edit it out. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, everybody. It is June 26th, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
June, another sleepy, dusty got it in really quick.
Now, there's a guy sitting in the studio, and I'm sure he wonders.
Oh, there is. Look at that.
I'm sure he wonders, what the heck? What is that? What are they doing? What kind of show is this? And I want to talk to him, and I'm going to tell you who he is. I already welcome people, right?
Okay. Yeah, I believe
so. And it is raining, so if you bought into that dry thing, yeah, so much for that. We have a guy here who... Let me introduce him first, then I can just ask him some questions. Would you please say hello to Trevor Phillips?
That's how you have to say his name.
Oh, you have to say his name like that?
You have to say his name like that.
What, you know, I'm listening to the radio one day. I have to understand something. We don't run into other people here. I walked in here at 3:03 from the garage, and I got some coffee, and I'll drink the same cup for the whole show. There are at least 10 people working here. I don't know who they are because they don't introduce us to people, but I'm listening to the radio months ago, and at the end of the newscast, I hear Trevor Phillips, KTRS News, and I thought, whoa, well, we got a hookup all the way to England. We got a guy in England. No, he's here, and so what I'm doing now is at the request of my wife. I went home and I said, hey, I finally met this Trevor Phillips. And she said, yeah? And I said, Not anything like what I expected. Because when people hear you, and I don't care if it's me or you, you have an image. Here was my image of you. Benny Hill, fat guy.
No,
honest to goodness, I thought fat Englishman, probably a little delicate and effeminate.
Of course.
And she says, so what's he like? And I said, this guy's a really good-looking guy.
Whoa.
She said, how old is he? And I said, like 28. How old are you?
32.
Mm-hmm. I was wrong. I was off. And I said, no, he's like he seems to be a very nice guy, but I don't know you. And
he's been here a long time. He was buried overnights for how long? 2 years?
About 2.5 years. I was working overnights.
Two and a half years. He's working overnights. here's what I want you to do. I want you to help me learn to do a British accent because I can't.
Okay.
I can't do it. It always turns into Crocodile Dundee when I do
gotcha.
It. Australian. Yeah.
Australian. Yeah. Easy. Okay, right. You've already nailed it down pretty much. When you say anything with an R in it. Like Trevor.
Trevor.
You just have to, instead of saying R.
You don't do a hard R.
Yeah, and you don't roll the R end, you just cut it off.
Trevor.
There you go.
Trevor Phillips, KTRS News. But a KTRS, you do the R.
Absolutely.
But not in a word. Not in a word.
And when you're spelling out just the letter itself, then you do the roll.
Well, I got to tell you something. I think it sounds good, and it's different, you know? It gives us something a little bit different. So she's going to be mad because she's not even in town. She's in Florida, and I'm going to say, you know, I had the Trevor Phillips, and she goes, what'd you do when I was out of town for? That's what she'll say.
Well, you know what you need to do is take a picture of Trevor.
No, I'm going to send him over to the house when she gets back.
Oh, wow.
So you might have some questions.
Absolutely.
Now, my first question is, has anybody here at the station ever had you come in and sit down and meet the audience just outside of news?
I don't think so, no.
That's what they do here. That's what they don't do that I think they should do. I think the audience should get to know who you are.
I love that. I think that's great. I'm trying to make this a career, so, you know.
And every once in a while, I'm going to try to go into a British accent, and you tell me where I'm going wrong, okay?
Absolutely. I got you.
Got you. Absolutely. Let's start here. How did you get here? What happened in your life? Are you being punished?
The station or America?
Both. How long have you been in America?
I've been in America for about 10 years now.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
What did you do wrong that God has punished you and given you this job that pays nothing? What happened? No, what happened?
Exactly. Well, you know, I have this accent, and everybody was saying you should try out for radio. So I figured, okay, spent a lot of money to get into radio, and this is where I've ended up so far.
What is wrong with you?
I know, right? I did not think.
Especially the spend a lot of money part.
You know, education and all that fun
so
stuff.
So in England, you knew you wanted to do this or not until you got over here?
Not until I got over here.
What happened? That sort of flipped the switch. You said, I'm going to do that.
I just realized, you know, I love attention. I've got a good voice, apparently. Why not? See if I can make it
on the
radio.
Listen to this. Yeah, right? Well, I hate attention, and I have a very average voice. So I guess it's a good mix to have us both here. Now, how long have you been on this station?
On this station for about 3 years now.
Isn't this something? I'm just meeting the guy.
Right?
I met him like 2 weeks ago in the hall. Just, hi, how you doing? Fine, how you doing? And then that was it. And,
well, he did overnight.
That's why nobody heard him.
For the longest time. But he was sitting in here one day doing, who was it? Was it Carney's show?
Yeah, I was filling in for the Carney show.
Yeah, he was filling in for Carney's
show. Anybody can do that.
And he started talking, and I thought he was imitating Trevor. I thought it was someone else imitating
Trevor.
Doing
a great impression.
Yeah, and then I thought, whoa, that really is Trevor.
That really is me.
Are you married?
Not anymore, no. Mm-mm. I was.
He's happy.
Did she die? Or did
No. No, she didn't die. I worked overnights. So,
and she said, enough of that.
I know. Funny enough, now she lives in Florida. So, way to go, Hurricane
Cindy. She's probably
Cindy.
With my wife right now. My wife's in Florida.
Right.
Now, wow, this is just... So, how long were you married?
About 2 years.
Well, you gave it a long try.
I gave it my best shot. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, some people bail after 18 months. Not you. No, you're, no kids.
How I stuck long? With it.
No kids.
No kids.
Now, do you ever talk to her?
Oh, all? Yeah. We still speak regularly. I'm still good friends with her family and all that.
Oh, helps. Just like that? No, wait. No.
No.
Dan hates his ex-wife.
No. Mine drinks goat's blood every morning.
What would you like to ask about things you don't understand here that you just hear in this station or business and go, what does that mean? Have you ever heard this show?
I have heard this show.
So when you hear like cheese and all that stuff, and anyway, you really don't know what that is.
Do I had no clue. No clue.
We don't have a clue about half of this stuff. And we go, why do we play that?
The ladies get on in here. I do love that segment.
Really?
I absolutely love that segment. That's hilarious. Fly.
Okay. Yeah, the joke fly girl.
And there's a long story behind that, but I guess what part of it, because my understanding is that England,
right,
like the United States, mm-hmm, depending on what part you're in, the accent changes.
Absolutely.
You know, we have the southern people, and then we have the East Coast people. I can't begin to do it. It's more
Northeast,
like a Canadian thing. Now, Northeast, I'm not real familiar with the Chicago.
That's kind of like a Boston. Boston has its own. New York has its own.
And then even in the South, there are about three different accents. There's a Texas accent, and then there's a, you know, that mountain sort of thing. That's what I did. That's
well, there's Minnesota, too.
Minnesota, yeah. That's kind of like Canada. So England has that.
Absolutely.
So all I've ever heard is there's Cockney, which sounds like a dirty word, but it's not. Cockney and what other? What is the other?
There's a Cockney, there's Scouser.
Whoa,
there
Scouser.
Is... Scouser, yeah, that's
Yowza, from... Scouser!
So these are all related also to different areas,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. The Scouser, that's from the north. That's around like the Newcastle area. Then there's the Liverpudlian. Those people are from Liverpool.
Liverpudlian?
Liverpudlians.
That sounds
dirty,
too.
You've got the Mancurians from Manchester. I'm from Birmingham.
Well, it's not that big a country. You got more different accents than we do.
We have got more accents in one little town where I'm from than most
now,
of
now, which
States.
Is yours? What is yours?
I'm from Birmingham.
Okay, but what accent do you have?
Of the I have a Brummie accent, but I'm kind of a little bit posh, as they would say, a little snooty for Birmingham.
Yeah. What were the Beatles? What kind of accent was
Liverpool.
That?
Liverpool.
Okay, what accent is that? Cockney? It's not Cockney.
Liverpoolian.
No, it's not Cockney. I just had an interview of John Lennon. I should be able to do this. Why, Iman, how you doing? What's going on over here? Like...
That's okay. Oh, it kind of finishes up a little bit?
Yeah, finishes up a little bit.
Yeah.
Goes up on a high note.
Yeah.
All right, is the Cockney, if somebody speaks with a Cockney accent, mm-hmm, is that sort of looked down on like lower class, like the hillbilly southern stuff?
Yep, that is like you're a yokel of London if you speak Cockney.
And they're kind of hard to understand, isn't
they? They are Cockney? Incredibly hard to understand. Yeah. I lived there for 20-some-odd years and I still couldn't understand them.
Well, it's amazing to me, 10 years here, mm-hmm, and you still have that. Now, I don't know if you had it more pronounced or if it's you picked up a little of our, but to me, you still talk like I would assume you talked over there.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, my friends in England, they say I now sound completely American. Yeah. Which
in that sense, isn't that unbelievable?
I think you're an idiot. If I'm ever on the phone with them and I'm standing next to an American, I just say, here, speak to him for a couple of seconds.
Show them the difference.
Okay, yeah, you don't sound like an
can
American.
Can you do
that's
an
why.
American accent?
No,
yet,
I cannot.
Like
no.
Hugh Laurie.
No, I
those
cannot.
People like Tracy Ullman and Hugh Laurie, that it blows my mind.
Oh, yeah.
They just drop it.
Well, most of the people on The Walking Dead are British.
Yeah. The main character, Rick Grimes, he's English.
All right, why'd you come over here?
I've got family and friends over here, so I just wanted to see how the other side of the world lives.
Well, that's here not I am. Usually the answer you get, because I've got family and friends there. I think I'll just leave the country.
Yeah. In the St. Louis area or somewhere else?
St. Louis.
You met the woman who became your wife after you came over here.
Oh, yeah.
Was she British?
No, she's American. She was from Hillsborough. Jefferson
and you don't Jeffco hate Bill. Each other.
No, we do not hate
that's
other.
Great.
Yeah.
I think that's great.
I like to think on the positive, you know.
Yeah. Dan hates his ex-wife so much that we hate her. We don't even know her.
Yeah, he got us on his side pretty good.
Any of
good
what
friends.
He said is true. Holy
good friends.
Cow.
But they did hear a couple of voicemails from her.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I think Peon does, you know, like Jay Leno, and he's a few impressions, and Dan does impressions. I would like to see if we could. Can you give us a sentence and just see, and you'll be the judge, if we're able to pull off this British thing. But okay. I will still probably slip into Australian, yes. You know, down the road. But give us a sentence, like anything.
Just, okay. I'm Trevor Phillips, and I'm on the Frank Opinion Show on KTRS.
Okay.
That work for you? You want me to say it again?
No.
Get the inflection?
Let's try another sentence. Hey, I'm headed for the ball game. Would you guys like to come along?
All right.
Say that.
Hey, I'm headed to the ball game. Would you guys like to come along?
Nah, there's not enough of it in there. No.
Ball game.
Let's see.
It's the ball game.
Would you like a cup of tea and perchance some scones with butter?
That's it. That's it.
How's that work?
Okay, say it one more time. Say it one more time.
Would you like a spot of tea and perchance some scones with butter?
Would you like a spot of tea and perchance some scones with butter?
That sounded really good.
It wasn't exactly yours.
It wasn't the Birmingham.
Was mine more like a Princess Diana or something?
You went London on
London.
That one.
Mm-hmm. Would you
not
like
not exactly Cockney, like a step above.
Okay, what is it when they don't say the T, like they'll say, would you like a spot of tea?
Yeah.
You know, they leave the T off a spot. What is that? What?
Spot of tea.
What accent?
That is just every English accent.
Okay. Would you like a spot of tea and perhaps some scones with butter?
Or you would say, ow, me head.
What?
Ow, me head, which is, ow, my head. But saying it English instead of saying
okay,
my.
You bumped your head. You go,
my head.
Ow, my head.
Yeah, exactly. But instead of saying my, you say me.
Ow, me head.
Ow, me head.
And you don't say the H on head.
Nope, you just go,
okay,
ow, me head.
I just pretend about my head. Ow, me head. Okay. Would you like a spot of tea and perhaps some scones with butter? It's your turn, Peon.
All right. Would you like a spot of tea and some scones with butter?
Hey, that was good.
That was good. That was good. Round of applause. That was probably more London, too.
Like Dan, do it and don't say Uranus, okay? Anyway, okay. Throw that in there. Can you remember the...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Would you like a spot of tea and some scones with butter?
Not bad. I think Peon won.
I kind of swallowed my words there, didn't I?
Way to go, Peon.
Would you like a spot of tea and some scones with butter? No.
Now, for some reason...
That sucks.
On the end, you kind of sounded like Sean Connery there.
No. Hold on.
Just like rolling
hold on.
Oh, here we go.
I can't believe you said that.
Sean
Connery to me. Yes, that's not the way he sounds. He's got sort of a, I don't know, it's not much, not much volume, but it's Scottish, you know.
Was he Bond, English?
James
Scottish.
Bond.
Scottish.
Yeah.
Scottish brogue.
Would you bring pussy galore in, please?
All right, one more sentence,
and we're finished. Something real British like that. Scones in a spot. I like scones.
Throw in some of the slang.
In a spot of
bollocks
tea.
Is one, right? You guys have some different.
What'd you say?
Bollocks.
What's that?
That means your boys in Britain. Yeah.
Your family jewels. Yeah. Are you allowed to say that? Because that's a curse word.
No, it's not. What?
No.
Bollocks?
Bollocks.
Oh, yeah.
No. I just said it.
Yeah, you just said it.
Hey, you're fired.
I'm fired. I'm out.
We tricked him. He's fired.
The queen doesn't have jurisdiction over
her. No. So, yeah, I agree with Peon. Give
or
us
she
something with a lot of Britishisms in it.
Okay.
Like Scottish scones.
I'm probably going to go food related again, if that's okay.
That's fine. Fine.
I'm going to have some Yorkshire pudding and gravy with me Sunday roast.
Oh, that's a good one. I say it one more time.
I'm going to have some Yorkshire pudding and some gravy with my Sunday roast.
I'm going to have some Yorkshire pudding with my gravy and my Sunday roast. I didn't get it all in. I'm going to have some Yorkshire pudding with some gravy and
my Sunday roast.
You never say my.
Me.
Me.
On my Sunday roast.
Yep.
I'm going to have some Yorkshire pudding and gravy with my Sunday roast. Don't pause. No, not good enough. Not good.
The crocodile hunter, Steve Irwin.
I always turn Australian.
Okay, let's see. I'm going to have some Yorkshire pudding.
He said pudding.
With gravy and me Sunday roast.
I'm going to do the whole thing one more time.
I'm going to have some Yorkshire pudding with some gravy and me Sunday roast.
Wow, that's not bad. All right, Dan, you can wrap it up here.
I'm
going to have some Yorkshire pudding.
It's John Lennon.
Ringo. I know.
He's trying to Ringo Starr.
I'm doing Ringo.
That's the only way I can do it.
Hey, Paul.
I'm trying. Hey, Paul. I want to have some Yorkshire pudding with some me Sunday roast.
All right, Peon wins again. Now.
And gravy.
We would like, because as we said, Hugh Laurie and these people, we'd like to see if we can help you help lose the English accent.
All right.
On a sentence.
Okay.
Let's think of a good one.
Oh, yeah. Let's see.
We had traveled a long way and finally stopped at Cracker Barrel.
Okay.
You know what Cracker Barrel is?
I know what Cracker Barrel is.
We had traveled a long way and finally stopped at Cracker Barrel. Go ahead.
We had traveled a long way and finally stopped at Cracker Barrel.
Well, now you lost about half.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Try it again.
Okay. All right. We had traveled a long way and finally stopped at Cracker Barrel.
I think you could do it.
Close.
I think you could do it.
Thank you.
And I guess the hard thing is the R's.
It really seems to be
the number one letter that differs from ours. And then, of course, the N, T, spot T, they just lose the T. It's about 8:00 PM, and the spot T came in handy with his gun, and that's all I could do. But it's very interesting.
Very subtle, but the English accent is like, it's a little higher pitched than the American accent. Like the American, your voice has that natural bass to it.
You know what? That's a good point. Why don't any Englishmen ever seem to have deep voices?
I have no
idea. Their voices are all kind of high.
I think it's just all the tea and bad weather.
Okay. Hey, Governor. How you doing there?
All right, now, who's that guy on, what does my wife watch? It's that Downton Abbey or something.
Okay.
And that guy who's the butler or something on there, he's got a deep voice. I don't watch it. So
I can't remember his name, but I know
He's got a heavy voice.
He has a very distinctive voice. Yeah,
sort of like a judge or some sort of a lawyer or something, you know. Mm-hmm. All right, let's think of a sentence again and just say it. We'll try one more sentence. I needed some money, so I stopped in at First Community Credit Union.
I needed some money, so I stopped in at First Community Credit Union.
Right.
Okay. I needed some money, so I stopped in at First Credit Community Union.
Close enough. You messed the name up, but that was a lot more American. No, it was. That was not bad.
It was pretty good.
Thank you.
All right, now, we've talked about this before. We don't know the answer. What happened that we came from over there, and we just decided, hey, let's change the way we talk?
Well, apparently, this is actually how English people used to sound.
Like
the American accent. That's
really
how we used to sound. And then when
so
America
English people, you say,
up,
"Hey, won't y'all come over tonight after you get done barbecue?"
That's what scientists believe, that the American accent came over here, and then the royal family and all that, and all the House of Parliament and the Lords and all that stuff, they started talking in a different voice to distance themselves from the Americans, the colonials, and then it just kind of moved out into the boroughs and the cities and everything, and the voices just changed.
Wow, the more I talk to you, the more I like it. I like hearing it.
Thank you.
And unlike some languages or accents, men, whether it's a man or a woman speaking with a British accent, doesn't matter. They still sound British. But there are certain accents like French.
Yeah.
I'd rather hear women. Russian, I don't want to hear either men or women. They sound mad and like they're going to kill you.
Always angry.
Oh, he's not going to just. German's kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
Spanish, either one. Give me Latin, female or male.
Absolutely.
And British, I'd say the same way. We in the 60s, we were exposed to, oh my goodness, every radio station had that token British girl because of the Beatles and
British invasion.
So I had some woman over there with an accent. And car dealers, if you call a Rolls Royce or Jaguar or Land Rover, honest to goodness, all the big ones, Thompson Land Rover, can I help you? Now, like, they want you to know, oh, they've got somebody from Britain. That must be a great dealer. But you never hear, if you call to ask about an Audi or BMW, a guy with a German accent at the dealership. I'm glad we met. I'm glad.
A pleasure, sir. Thank you.
Real quickly, what are your plans? Obviously, you're not going to stay here very long if you're smart. I'm serious. There's no future in this business anymore. What do you think you want to do?
I'd like to get into the back house of running the radio radio station, operations manager, something
like that. The back house.
Program manager. Mm-hmm. Yeah, behind the scenes.
Is that what you call it? Back house?
The back house. The back of house. From an old theater saying.
Why? I mean, why do you want to be in the
Because radio can do a lot of good. And come on, like, what was it the last, like, a huge topic of the past couple months has been fake news and fake facts.
No, I agree with like, you. Like, I'm trying to find a way to convince advertisers that.
Right.
Now, I'm talking about talk radio. Music radio, I don't know how they're going to survive.
I did that. I mean, well, you can. An iPod now, an Apple Music, and YouTube.
All your apps, music you want.
They're destroying music radio, and they're just kind of kitschy. Like, but hey, listen to us.
You can't put this on an iPod. You could, but if it's topical, we're talking about something in the news today, that's it. Right. It's over tomorrow, and you listen to live radio.
And regionally, you can't replicate that.
Right, that's true.
And I think
but you know what else?
That's what's going to save AM radio.
Is ruining music radio is the consultants, the program directors, corporations.
Well, that ruins all radio.
And they need, and they need to put... They'll figure it out. They need to put personality back in music radio instead of concentrating on the same.
Well, they have voice track. They have one person doing 12 stations.
I don't think that's ever going to happen. But you cannot replace a personality. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll just name names, and these are totally different people: Howard Stern, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity. I don't know if what's his name, Al Franken. I don't think he still has a show on satellite radio. But you can't just pull somebody out and replace those people. Paul Harvey, when he was here, you can replace a guy who goes, "That's 12 in a row." That was Elton John. We'll be right back. More of today's zombie. Anybody could do that. 1,000 people could do that.
But I'm talking about putting personality back in, like it was when Howard
Stern
was.
But I don't think you're ever going to see that with radio. With music.
Yeah,
I don't.
No, because they want so many songs an hour, and if people start talking, it just sucks up
they're the music. They're there for the music. The people who are still listening, whoever that is, they're there for the music.
Absolutely.
And those days are over. But if you're going to do this, talk radio, whether it's sports, news and information, entertainment, or whatever this is we do, and we don't even know what this is. That's what you do.
That's what you got to expect. Yeah. Well, I've already lost one marriage, so, bring on the next one. Well, I'm in it for the long run.
You know what? What a great attitude. I wish you the best, and if we can help you, and I have no idea how we could. We can't even help ourselves.
You've already done a huge amount. I've got more airtime, and that's what I'm in this
business
for. I
just can't believe that nobody here has put you on in what, 3 years?
3 years.
Mm-hmm. But that's what they do. They don't. I don't think they see that there's somebody here more than just somebody to read the news.
And this is somebody different with an accent. And I think people love listening to people with accents.
Let me put it to you this way: if we had the money, I would make you part of the show. You'd be sitting here and be part of the show because I believe you could do it.
Thank you.
And I believe you'd sing. And let's find out if you could. Can you stay for 10 minutes? You gotta do the news.
Sure, right? Not a problem.
I can do this.
Yeah, are you doing the news for us throughout the
afternoon? I can do this now and get this over with. We tell stories.
Okay.
Peon's son, Archie, takes him to the zoo. He tells the story. Dan tells stories about his girlfriend, his ex-wife, his other wife, blah, blah, blah. Give me a story. Just tell me one thing since you've been here that you think is a good story you can tell in a couple of minutes. Something odd that happened. Something, just anything.
All right. So it was back in 2007. I had just got my driver's license, so I borrowed my mom's car.
Your mom's car, yeah.
I borrowed me mom's car.
Mom.
So I'm driving out there in St. Charles where we used to live, and I'm loving it, just kind of cruising, getting the real feel for America, wide open spaces.
Right.
So I see this trail that says Katy Trail National Park.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, oh, cool. Okay, there's a park up there. Awesome. I'm going to get on there and drive up. So not a problem. So I took my mom's little Honda Civic onto this trail that I thought was a
rush. Which I don't believe you're supposed to drive on.
Wait a second. Wait a second. So I'm going on there, and I'm on this little trail, and I'm carrying on. I'm thinking, this is kind of a small road. All right. So, and all of a sudden, I see a stop sign at the end, and some pillars in the road, so you can't drive down it. And as I'm about to get out, cop car pulls up.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
I'm like, okay. excuse me, sir, get back in your vehicle.
Okay, but you know what? Already, you automatically have a great excuse. Mm-hmm. I'm not from here.
Literally. I'm not from around here. So I got back in my car. He pulls up, and he's like, boy, do you know you're driving on a bike path?
Did he call you boy?
He did. And I said, boy. No, sir, I do not. Because, I mean, when they say boy, you're in trouble.
Well, yeah, I mean.
You know, like, yeah, you're in trouble. So he kind of looked at me and was like, no, sir, sorry, I did not know. And he heard my accent. So he was like, can I see your license? Had that day's date on it. Like, I just got it. Had it on paperwork. I was like, I just had it. Please don't take it. He goes off, comes back. He goes, all right, I'm not going to arrest you for being an idiot. Get on your way. So then I had to reverse, pull forward, reverse, pull forward, reverse, pull forward.
Oh, yeah.
Turn around on the Katy Trail, which can be done in a Honda Civic, and I went on my way.
Thank goodness you weren't an old Fleetwood.
Wow.
You'd have never gotten turned around. Well, I'm glad you came in here.
Thank you, sir.
Good luck.
Been a pleasure.
I think you're a very interesting guy. And again, if we had the money, you could sit here and hang with us.
Are
right?
you doing the news
Love
with
that.
Us throughout the afternoon?
I am going to be doing the news the rest of the
back
afternoon.
To the newsroom so we can get prepared.
I think he makes us sound international.
I think he makes us sound stupid.
Yes.
I mean, he must sound much more intelligent than we are. And we sound stupid.
It is, yes. With that accent, though, you automatically
sound smart.
That. Yes.
You sound smart. No, you do. You sound smarter. True. Even if you say something like, oh, I don't know. I'm not sure. That even sounded smart when you said you didn't know. All right. Trevor Phillips, everyone.
Yeah.
Thank you, Trevor. There he goes, off to the newsroom to prepare for... Now, I can't stop doing it now.
Oh, boy.
I've probably got three accents together all mashed up into one. He's going to do the news. I'm going to talk about... let's talk about a little good feet, if we could. A lot of times, you're walking around, and you're in pain, and I can't help it. And you wonder, what's wrong? I'm in such pain. I don't want to be on, painkillers. I don't want to have surgery. Is there another answer? And then an American walks up and says, hey, pal, you look like you're in pain. I am. I don't know what to do. I heard something about some good feet or something. Yes, that is the good feet stores. Where can I find one? Well, there are two in the city.
My feet have been hurting. Oh.
Why did you have to
do that? I don't know. I forgot about me. My feet have been hurting.
Maybe I was going to do that. Maybe,
oh, okay.
Maybe I had planned that. You ruined it. No, you ruined it.
Oh, man. I'm sorry, I just blurted stuff out.
I edit that out. I'll pick it up here. Well, what about these good feet stores? Is there one around? Well, yes, there is. There are two in the St. Louis area. There's one on Olive, just west of 270, kind of catty-cornered across from TGI Fridays. What does that catty-corner, what does that mean? Well, it means not right across, but sort of off to the side and across. Oh, I'll get it now. And in Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's. But the pain's not in my feet. It's in my hip and sometime in my left knee. Well, believe it or not, sometimes that can be caused by... uneven distribution of weight on your face. Why don't you just, Mr. Englishman, just go in there. Do I need an appointment? No, you don't need an appointment. You can just walk right in. I'm just coming in. Yeah, that's it. Just go in. 30, 40 minutes, you'll know, and hopefully you'll notice the difference right there in the store. And again, you do not need an appointment. The Good Feet Stores. You can find out more at goodfeetstlouis.com.
Meet me.
All right. Here's a look at traffic with Tim Weiland.
Well, I do have to tell you, we miss him in the morning with Farmer Dave. He was awesome with Farmer Dave and I.
Oh, Trevor?
We miss him. Oh. Send him back.
Oh, I don't think he wants to come back.
No. I don't think he does either. I think he's glad to get off that midnight shift. Hey, we've got a couple things going on right now. You've got a stalled vehicle that's blocking a lane on eastbound Highway 270 on the Illinois side of the Chain of Rocks Bridge, and that has you backed all the way to Bell Fountain. You've got an accident downtown on westbound 44 / eastbound 70 near Memorial. Two left lanes were blocked. And you've got traffic that's jammed solid back to Salisbury. You have eastbound Highway 44 drivers slowing from Grand up to Highway 55 and from that point to the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound Highway 270 also running heavy between McDonnell and 170 and southbound 270. Just a few little slow pockets now from Olive down to Highway 44. And this traffic report brought to you by Staples. Staples is your office away from your office with everything you need to print, scan, or fax. Access files from a USB, email, or the cloud, and use self-serve machines to get back to business. Staples, it's pro time. I'm Tim Weiland. from the KTRS Traffic Center.
You're listening to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with traffic updates from the best in the business. Tim Weiland to get you home.
My job is to get you from point A to point B with the least amount of hassle and the safest way possible.
Weekday mornings, wake up to McGraw in the Morning with Kelly Jackson. You'll get the latest from ABC News, the award-winning KTRS News Department, weather from Fox 2, and the latest traffic updates from the hardest-working traffic guy in radio. Yep, you guessed it, Tim Weiland. Traffic reports when you need them. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Hi, Chuck Easter with Easter Fence Deck and Renovations. Started by my dad in 1957, we've just celebrated our 60th birthday. It's an honor to carry on Dad's legacy, one of integrity and quality. We cut no corners and use only the best materials. We install every style of residential and commercial fence, even custom designs. We've long been known as the premier fence company in the St. Louis area, but we do much more. We service virtually all of your home renovation needs. We like to say that we'll build your fence and almost anything on the inside of it. Whether it be a deck, pergola, carport, retaining wall, home remodeling, or room addition, think Easter. Our team of custom home builders are the finest anywhere. With Easter, you'll be confident that your project will turn out beautiful and will be something that you enjoy and take pride in for years to come. For a free estimate, call us at 314-892-8500. That's 314-892-8500 or easterfence.com.
Easter Fence Deck and Renovations, where customers become friends.
Tired of spending a fortune for your razor blades? Tired of getting the jaws of life to open up the package that you spent a fortune on? Well, I got a solution for you. Harry's Razors. Make the switch. So many people are going to Harry's.com and ordering Harry's Razors. They last forever. The handle, the razor itself is great. The blades are great. The shaving cream is great. Here's the offer for you. Can't get any better than this. Harry's.com will send you a razor, a cartridge, shaving cream, and the post-shave bomb for $0.00. I would offer you a money-back guarantee, but you're not spending any money. Harry's.com. Put the promo code in KTRS. $0.00. You pay just $3 for shipping, and you will see what everyone's talking about. Harry's.com. Promo code KTRS. A razor, the blade, the shaving cream, and the post-shave bomb. Harry's.com. Promo code KTRS for free.
Acme Home Insurance.
Yes, I'd like to make a claim.
What are you wanting to claim, sir?
My air conditioner broke down.
Sorry, but your home insurance doesn't cover air conditioner breakdowns.
So, what do you cover?
Home damage from things like earthquakes, volcanoes, a zombie apocalypse.
A zombie apocalypse? But that'll never happen.
But if it did, you'd be covered, sir.
But not my air conditioner?
I'm afraid not.
But his air conditioner could have been covered with a home warranty from American Home Shield, plus major components of 20 other home systems and appliances, like his electrical system, plumbing, refrigerator, and more. For valuable free information, call 1-800-400-6096. Homeowners insurance can cover what might happen.
Zombies are coming!
But a home warranty helps cover what will happen.
Now the dryer won't work.
Be sure with the Shield. American Home Shield. For valuable free information, call 1-800-400-6096. That's 1-800-400-6096. 1-800-400-6096.
Message and data rates may apply.
Need a new filter for your refrigerator? Get it with Filters Fast. Can't find the filter you need at the big box stores? Get it with Filters Fast. Paying too much for brand name filters? Get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it, with Filters Fast. Even better, find out how to get your first filter free with free shipping by texting CLEAR to 543-543. At Filters Fast, we're the nation's largest filter home delivery company with all the brand name filters, plus high-quality Filters Fast brand filters for a fraction of the price. Forget paying way too much for hard-to-find filters at the big box stores. Get the filter you need delivered to your door, saving you time and money with Filters Fast. Now that's a smart choice. And right now you can get your first filter free with free shipping. Find out how by texting CLEAR to 543-543. Text CLEAR to 543-543.
Hi, it's Jennifer Blome with some great news from my friends at Sound Health Services. They have now opened ENT Now. ENT Now is a walk-in clinic at Manchester and 270 in De Pere Square that offers same-day care for ear, nose, or throat conditions. ENT Now. No appointments necessary. Open 7 to 7 Monday to Friday and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Walk in or call 314-729-0077 or online at soundhealthservices.com. ENT Now.
Now at Cece's, party with bacon-stuffed crust and new grilled cheese stuffed crust pizza. Joining the original topped with pepperoni on the unlimited buffet. Just five and change at Cece's. Prices may vary.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
Hey, we're going to get another check on traffic right now with Jim Weiland.
Boy, the jam up is getting a lot worse up in North County now. Now you're slowing from Newhalls Ferry all the way over the across the Chain of Rocks Bridge. Got a stall blocking a lane there on eastbound Highway 270. Now there's a report of an accident on eastbound 5564 just on the Poplar Street Bridge, and that's got things backed up. It looks like to about Compton. They're still working with the accident on eastbound 70 / westbound 44 at Memorial, blocking the two left lanes. You're jammed up north of Salisbury. We've got an accident in the Oakville area, Telegraph at Orchard, and look for a slowdown coming in on eastbound 70 also between Florissant and Jennings Station. Staples, it's your office away from your office with everything you need to print, scan, or fax. Access files from a USB, email, or the cloud, and use self-serve machines to get back to business. Staples, it's pro time. I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Traffic Center.
All right, tomorrow, I can't guarantee that I'll be able to concentrate in here, so, you know, just kind of be ready for that. My wife gets back tomorrow night.
Oh,
so that's all I'm going to. That's all I'm going to be thinking about.
Oh man. Well, tomorrow you'll be off your game a little bit because you'll be thinking, and then
my mind. All I'll be thinking about is, you know.
And then Wednesday you'll be worn out.
I'll be tired. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
So I just want everybody. Yeah, I want everybody to understand. Yeah. He sounds different. Well, that would be the reason. Little Mark and Jason here, and then. A little chit-chat, and then a little First Community, and the next thing you know, Jose Hernandez is in here. So if you have a question, this is the 10th anniversary of the iPhone. It seems like it's been around longer than 10 years to me.
Yeah.
It's like I've always had an iPhone, but I know I haven't. Mark and Jason, first question is, do you have $25,000 or more? If you say, no, I don't, I have $6,000. Okay, hang in there. Keep saving. Keep doing what you're doing, and when you get the 25, and of course, certainly if you have more, then I have a couple people you might want to have a meeting with and a talk with. And no obligation and no pressure. It's complimentary. They are Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. I just talked to Mark Reardon this morning. His is not funny because I've had it happen. His basement flooded. They sucked out 800 gallons of water from his basement. When mine happened, I think they told me it was like 80 gallons, and I thought, oh, man, that's a lot of water. Nah, 800. Yes, that's a lot of water. That's a lot of new replaced carpeting. So he's going through that, and now he's dried out and to the point of putting new carpeting in. That's not what I want to talk to you about, though. I want to talk to you about the fact that they're just regular people. They just happen to be pretty smart when it comes to financial advice. They're financial advisors. And if you like, that's up to you, call them. I'll give you the website here in a minute. Set up a meeting. Let them take a look at what you're doing with your $25,000 or more, even if you already have a financial advisor. So what? It can't hurt to get another opinion. Stifel Nicolaus, that's who they're with. Stifel is a member of the SIPC and the NYSE. And the website is markandjason.com. I have a letter that I do not have time. We rarely get mail, regular mail. And when we do, about half the time, it's from a nut. It's from some nutty, crazy person. And I have, I'll read it later in the play. You will not, you just will not believe this. I went into Lowe's over the weekend, and it's the Lowe's down in Chesterfield Valley. As you know, I'm pretty handy, and I like to build a lot of
stuff. Oh, yeah.
Wait, right. No. I went in for light bulbs. Oh. I'm the guy who will never go out with lumber. I wish I could. Do you ever go look at the tools and just go, man, this looks great. I wish I knew how to use this stuff. I do. I wish I knew how to use it. But there was something in there very unusual and different, and it has a sort of a tie-in to this show. And I'll tell you what it was in the Playhouse. This is called Getting You to Keep Listening.
Ooh, okay? A tease.
Yeah, so let's hope it works. If you'd allow me to talk a little First Community Credit. Oh, and I got a chance to listen Saturday to quite a bit of the yard sale. I don't get a chance to do that as much as I like. I'm telling you, folks, you guys ever hear it on Saturday?
Yeah. Yes, when I'm up there, yes.
It is so interesting to
me. And fun to listen to.
It is, and to listen to what people will sell. Mm-hmm. And Paul Warner, you talk about funny, he tries to be. And the reason
he
I mentioned
those groaners. Oh my goodness.
He did one after another. He did one Saturday, and he had to say after it, no pun intended. Yes, there was, Paul. No, he's the master of the groaner puns, but it's a great show to listen to, and I don't think it would still be on the air if it weren't for First Community Credit Union. I really don't, because it's getting harder and harder to get advertisers who understand the power of radio and this show and that show. But First Community Credit Union does, and they know that lots of people come to them and go, hey, thank you for the yard sale on Saturday morning. I really, really enjoy it. 7 to 9 o'clock. Now, listening to the yard sale is great. What I would really like for you to do is consider changing where you do all your banking. I do all of my banking, all of it, at First Community Credit Union. And I think if you'll just look into it and find a time when it's not that big a deal on a day when you got an hour, you go into your bank and you close everything out, and they're going to act devastated. Oh, my goodness, what did we do to lose your business? You know, don't put up with that. Just go, hey, just give me my stuff. And you transfer everything and open all your accounts at First Community Credit Union. I really think you'll be glad you did. It is a great place to bank. It's very competitive with their rates. 43 locations, the biggest credit union in the St. Louis area. If you want to know more, firstcommunity.com.
Hi, this is John Chay, Mr. Fix-It. I want you to call my friends at Timberline Tree Care. They pride themselves on upfront, no-hassle pricing for customers in St. Louis City or County or Jefferson County. Trees from 12 inches in diameter or less, $200 for removal. Trees for 12 to 16 inches in diameter, no more than $500 removal. You can also go to their website, stltreecare.com, to see their tree quote calculator to get an accurate quote, cost estimate on removal or maintenance of your tree. It's a calculator they invented. While there, you can see their customer testimonials. Timberline Tree Care has only one of seven certified master arborists in the state of Missouri on staff, and one of only two here in the St. Louis area. They also have two certified arborists. They know trees. They're fully insured with liability and workman's comp. They offer tree pruning, removal, fertilization, pest control, aeration, storm cleanup, mulching, and even lightning protection. So give my friends at Timberline Tree Care a call. 636-479-7475. That's 636-479-7475, or their website, stltreecare.com. That's Timberline Tree Care.
Hi, it's Jennifer Blome with some great news from my friends at Sound Health Services. They have now opened ENT Now. ENT Now is a walk-in clinic at Manchester and 270 in De Pere Square that offers same-day care for ear, nose, or throat conditions. ENT Now. No appointments necessary. Open 7 to 7 Monday to Friday and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Walk in or call 314-729-0077 or online at soundhealthservices.com. ENT Now.
KTRS St. Louis.